Hello, my name is Kelly Reed, and welcome to Reduce, Reuse, Recycle with Reed. For today's topic, we will be discussing the current environmental crisis because it is something that is very relevant today and is something that must be brought to awareness and discussed. First, I will be interviewing my dad, who is a very big advocate of the environment and consistently donates to organizations that benefit the environment. He will be talking about his favorite conservation center, which is called the Sanibel Captiva Conservation Foundation. In addition to this interview, we will also include facts and statistics from the United States Environmental Protection Agency, which is better known as the EPA. The EPA talks about what this conservation does. For example, they talk about projects called greener projects, which are activities involving cleaning up contaminated sites, cleaning water, and other resources. They also include land preservation, which is a big part of the foundation. As a result, a cleanup project creates an environment footprint of its own. Greener cleanups that are environmentally more protective can be achieved by optimizing the performance of cleanup technologies and fieldwork, increasing our understanding of the environmental footprint of cleanup projects, and taking steps to minimize those footsteps and maximize environmental outcomes. Those who donate to the Sanibel Captiva Conservation Foundation donate towards resource protection and land preservation. Enjoy. Why did you choose to start donating to this organization?
Well, my wife and I hope to retire in Sanibel, and we found out about the Sanibel Captiva Conservation Foundation, and they just do so many good things for the island as far as preservation, helping the sea turtles, all the other animals and birds, and we just felt it was a donation we wanted to be part of and donate to.
How long have you been donating to this conservation foundation?
We have donated to the Sanibel Captiva Conservation Foundation for more than 10 years.
What is this organization's mission? What do they work towards?
They work to protect and care for Southwest Florida coastal ecosystems. It was founded in 1967, and their mission is to protect and care for Southwest Florida's coastal ecosystems through our focus on water quality, policy, and advocacy, sea turtles and shorebirds, native landscaping, habitat, and wildlife management, and environmental education.
How often do you donate to them, and did you continue donating during COVID?
My wife and I do donate annually, and yes, we did during and after COVID.
Finally, would you recommend others to donate towards any environmental organizations?
I absolutely do. I think it's vital that we preserve the environment, preserve overbuilding, overpopulation. I definitely do recommend donating.
That concludes our section on the importance of land preservation and preservation of our resources in general. The factual information stated in this interview was provided by the United States Environmental Protection Agency, better known as EPA, and the Sanibel Captiva Conservation Foundation, also known as SCCF. Next, I'll be interviewing my friend Kevin, who did a school project on ways to help the environment and how us as individuals can work together to better the earth we live on. We learned in English class how much one person can single-handedly make change. In Kevin's project, he taught what we can do with the help of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, which is also known as NOAA. What were you asked to do during this project?
We were asked to find efficient ways to help protect our environment. The main purpose was to show how much one individual can make a positive impact on the environment.
In your opinion, what is the best way we can contribute to the environment?
I think that the best way is to recycle. Recycling has many benefits, including saving energy, reducing waste, and preventing pollution. Another way that we can contribute to the environment is by spreading awareness. Teaching about helping the environment can impact it in a very positive way.
Can you share one of the statistics you learned from the NOAA while making your project?
One statistic that I learned about is that 11 million tons of recyclable clothing, shoes, and textiles make their way into landfills each year. If we were able to raise the recycling rate to at least 75%, we'd be able to make a significant improvement that could lead to a future without pollution and also less environmental issues.
Thank you for listening to my podcast about current issues in our environment. Today, we got to learn some facts about our environment while also learning what us as individuals can do to promote positive change. The answer to our beginning question is very simple because there are so many ways one person can contribute to the environment, even though only a few were discussed. Even something as simple as educating your friends help. Spreading awareness is an extremely beneficial way to bring good change. Finally, I'd like to thank my two guests for speaking about these topics with me and sharing important information to all listeners. Have a good day and don't forget to recycle.